Okay, the succession of karma should be known. What is the succession of karma? Karma Nirodha. What's the cause of karma? Contact, isn't it? So what is the succession of karma? Contact lah. No contact, no karma. It's only because you contact with something through your six senses, that's why there's karma, you react to it. If there's no contact, there's no karma. Right? But the thing is, how to get there? Alright, so that's why the last one says, what is the path of practice for the cessation of karma? That one's also very simple. All of you know, right? It's the Noble Eightfold Path. So if you follow the Noble Eightfold Path, it will eventually lead to the cessation of contact, lead to the cessation of karma. Okay, but then the other sutta that I talked about, new and old karma, remember? That one comes from Sanghita Nikaya. He says here, monks, I will teach you new and old karma, the cessation of karma, and the path of practice leading to the cessation of karma. So I've already told you what is old karma, right? All the six sense organs are old karma, and new karma is the intention involved in your thoughts, speech, and action. The cessation of karma in this sutta is defined by the Buddha as whoever touches the release that comes from the cessation of bodily karma, verbal karma, and mental karma. This is called the cessation of karma. Which means to say that the release here refers to liberation. Whoever has attained liberation through the cessation of karma, through the body, speech, and mind, that is actually the cessation of karma. Which is actually similar to the answer that cessation of contact is a cessation of karma. It's similar, it's just put in another way. And the path leading to the cessation of karma is of course the Noble Eightfold Path.